January 16, Powerhouse of the Universe. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. Jesus Christ is the world's greatest teacher. I have tested and proved the blessed evidence of this. He has made me his messenger to communicate great spiritual truths to many thousands. How greatly I desire so to present his instruction that many will be led to him. I never question his leading, and I know that I am sustained by the one who bade his disciples go forth and proclaim the gospel message, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. Since 1844 I have been engaged in public labor. I am always strengthened by the Lord. I realize that a power from above is imparted to me, giving me physical, mental, and spiritual efficiency. I have the full assurance that Christ gives me his sustaining grace and the evidence that he is the light of the world. I acknowledge his power. I desire to do all I possibly can for him while I live. I want in calm, perfect trust to commit the keeping of my soul to God against that day. When my work here is ended, I shall rest. Sleeping in Jesus has no terror for me. In the morning of the resurrection, I shall see him as he is. Let us be sure that our own souls are right with God, so that the Lord can teach us and guide us and reveal his will to us. Please consider these things, and let us be much with God in prayer. The Lord is our helper and strength and fortress. If we walk humbly with God and fear and glorify his name, he will be in our thoughts and hearts, and we shall become assimilated to his image. Let us diligently search our own hearts and obtain that wisdom that God alone can give. Let us remember that doubts are dangerous. If entertained, they lead to unbelief. All our people need now to seek for the impartation of the Holy Spirit. Enter into no contention, but put away dissension and strife, and seek to answer the prayer recorded in the 17th chapter of John. I beg of you to pray, pray with heart and soul and voice. Letter 58, January 16, 1906, to Brethren Washburn, Prescott, Daniels, Colcord.